It's time for our Travel Michigan update, and today we head north for a party in your parka in Muskegon. Jim Rodesill, the executive director of the Muskegon Winter Sports Complex, joins us on the line. This is coming up next weekend, Jim, to help Michigan kind of celebrate its 177th birthday, because, you know, this is, we're the mitten state, so why not take advantage of the winter weather, right?
That's right, Ken, and we're very excited about it. We're hosting a party in your park in Muskegon State Park. What better place to show off Michigan and all the great things we have, and no better place than the Muskegon Winter Sports Complex.
Okay. Well, tell people a little bit about the sports complex itself and what you guys have up there, because it's pretty phenomenal.
It is. We're very blessed to have a 1,300-acre park, state park in Muskegon, right on the shore of Lake Michigan. And we use about 400 acres. We're a nonprofit group, and we have the Muskegon Winter Sports Complex. We have a luge track, one of four in the country, and the most publicly accessible luge track. Our track is designed specifically for the general public to learn the sport of luge and develop youth for the national teams. And we have 5 miles of lighted cross-country ski trails, the longest lighted trails in the Midwest. And we have 2 acres of outdoor ice skating space, as well as a quarter-mile ice skating trail through the woods. And we have 4 miles of Lake Michigan snowshoe trails that we've put in, as well as a warming lodge with concessions.
Okay, and I'm assuming you have plenty of snow on the ground right now, right?
We do. We've got a great base, and this is the first winter in our 29 years that we've ever experienced a polar vortex.
There you go. Well, it's been good for the outdoor business around the state of Michigan. So tell us maybe specifically, what are some of the things happening then during your party in your park on January 25th?
Well, this is an all-ages free admission event. There will still be fees for the ice skating and activities of cross-country ski and luge, et cetera. But to just come be a part of the party in the park, all you have to do is have your state park sticker on your license plate, or we sell them there at the gate. And it's an all-ages family fun event. And what we're doing, we have live music throughout the day. We have the Made in the Mitten Art Fair. We have other entertainment. We even have an alpaca that's going to be there for maybe the kids to pet and stuff through one of our vendors that makes alpaca wear. So our Made in the Mitten Art Fair is all things made in Michigan, and really it's the beers and wines and sodas and the foods that we're sharing are all made in the Mitten. So really just kind of celebrating everything Michigan in a perfect winter environment. And so we're excited for a big turnout. We've had lots of calls coming in from all over, actually the Midwest, in the past week, wanting to know more about it. And I know the local hotels are very happy with the early registrations.
That's good. Well, we've got the Winter Olympics coming up next month in Sochi. Now, have any of those Olympic luge folks passed through your complex?
As a matter of fact, the U.S. Olympic team coach, Mark Grimet, got his start on our track. I actually grew up with Mark. The luge track was essentially built in our backyard back when we were young teenagers. And he's gone on to be a 5-time Olympian and 2-time Olympic medalist. And he is now the U.S. national team coach. This will be the first Olympics he hasn't competed in the last 20 years. And so we're excited to see Mark heading up his first Olympic team. One of our athletes just missed out on the placement on the doubles luge team. If he had made it, Muskegon would have been represented in 6 consecutive Winter Olympics. But we're looking for Jake Hearns and Riley Storr to be in the next Olympics.
Okay.
We have 2 youth that we're very hopeful that will make the next Olympic team.
Well,
so we will be there.
And who knows? Maybe somebody who shows up that weekend for the party in the park or another weekend this winter will eventually become an Olympic lugeist as well.
Absolutely. We always got our eye out.
Is that how you, would it be called a lugeist? If you're someone who does a luge, what do you call it?
A slider.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call it a slider. Trying to learn the lingo. Hey, Jim, good luck with it. Folks can get more information, mssports.org/events for this event, the Party in Your Parka, coming up Saturday, January 25th, Muskegon Winter Sports Complex. Good luck with it, Jim.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day, Ken.
Appreciate it.
See you at Party in the Parka.
All right. Jim Rodesill, the executive director of the Muskegon Winter Sports Complex, is with us this morning.